The Sentai Review, episode 116, Abba Ranger Mecha. Okay, here we are with the Abba Ranger, and where that stupid mouse? Okay, there we are. We are set.
And we need to go around the room.
I'm itching my forehead. Hold on.
I guess it's impossible to talk and itch at the same time.
Shut up.
It is sometimes, depending upon what you're scratching.
I need silence for basic math, all right? So shut up.
It's kind of true.
I'm never going to live that one down, so I might as well just own it. Fuck it.
Reploid Bill Willingbush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And Nick the Lone Paladin. Let's do this. Hopefully this one doesn't suck.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, we are back, and I got to look at my computer to do this part. Oberyn O!
O?
O!
Yep.
O!
Oh.
Oh.
This is base.
Oh, Megazord. This is Dino Thunder for us.
I see a Triceratops arm. What I'm assuming is a T-Rex tail arm.
And there's a pterodactyl there.
Even though I'm okay with the fact that there's 13 motherfuckers, now that it's been explained, that means I'm probably going to be bringing the haterade then, right?
There's 13 motherfuckers in this?
No.
Okay. No? Wrong,
I was about
wrong
to say,
show.
Wait a minute, what?
Dino Thunder. Okay, I got you.
It started with three, and then it gained two others.
Okay, fair enough. I would
say stopped at five.
I was thinking of the other one, then, where it's got the 13 motherfuckers necessary to beat one motherfucker?
No.
Well, most series usually have a sixth ranger. Don't remember the one in this one. Because they start with the red, yellow, and blue, and then Tommy becomes the Black Ranger.
It has been so long since we did the costumes.
But no, White Ranger started off as evil, and then became a good guy, and became part of the and became the fifth Ranger.
Yep.
And if there's a sixth, I don't know.
No.
Next.
Okay. No, that's it.
That you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
We have so many of that. There's one of each. So.
Okay, so Bill, I want you to start this rating off. And what do you think this guy deserves?
And the silence
fantastic.
Continues.
1.5.
Damn.
I agree. This guy sucks.
Here's why. We have seen cars over and over and over again. We've seen trains a couple of times.
Ninjas.
We've seen ninjas and animals and all kinds of things. Yes, it's true that these things repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But when you repeat dinosaurs, you are up against the pinnacle of the dinosaurs. I don't care how cliche it is. The Jurenja was the top of the line for dinosaurs. They had the best Megazord. They had the Dragonzord. Their individuals were very dinosaur, or prehistoric is what we'll call them, because to be fair, they were a mix.
Mm-hmm. There's the Dolph Lundgren Zord.
Then we get to this. And compare the Tyrannosaurus that we had whatever I'm looking at there.
Well, I do want you to know,
Candy Cane Dinosaur is not my thing,
well,
first off.
I don't know how the Sentai does it, but here in America, this is, we're now getting into the point where all the Megazords are CGI.
Are CG. And he's Candy Cane, and this dude's, what are we going to, he's Minty Blue. And he's the candy corn. So we have the candy Mega Rangers here. Look, dude, these guys
Candy? Where? Where's candy?
These guys may be a feast for the taste buds, but they ain't doing shit for
Where's
me.
Where's the Reese cups?
He's got orange peels on his shins.
And he has orange peels on his shins, yes.
Oh, which means I... Okay, yeah,
yeah,
I'm
you can't
done with
have
this.
No, those are
Seth,
mold...
the
no,
legs are not for you.
Those are molded circus peanuts.
Oh, that works.
Oh, I might be able to have those, because that's artificial flavored.
His color, his design, even if his design would have been stellar, his colors hurt him... He looks like a toy, and he's not the toy. That bothers me.
That's bad, because you know that toy's worse than that.
Probably, yeah.
Because look at it.
This is the first guy of this. I'm worried.
I don't know. I'm being kind. I'm giving it a 3.
3.
1.
2.
This is...
So with the... base form.
No clue, because I got to go back through, because Nick said I agree, so I put it down as a 1.5. So hold on, let me, fucking hell.
No, I said I agree with it being shitty.
So let's see. Well, yeah, but I thought you meant for the score. So
yeah, just...
fucking cock-sucking motherfucking
it's
piece
never
of shit
a good
goddamn
thing
computer.
When your first Megazord starting off
well,
looks like that.
Here's the thing.
3+.
He's probably not that bad.
If you actually say smoke, to be fair. Movements change.
1.9
CGI.
1.9 for the
when you have to compare these to the things that we've seen, and I've seen way better dinosaurs.
The Tyrannosaurus from Mighty Morphin or Dude Ranger, much better. The Triceratops. Now there is a difference. This Triceratops has legs and it like walks, while ours
it was like a tread car.
Yes, and the pterodactyl. I don't care what you say. I like this one. I did not like...
I haven't
like,
seen it.
I don't like how Kimberly's pterodactyl looked.
You can't defend that. She had... She probably had... No, not probably. She had the worst Zord in the show.
Yeah. By far, yes. And even though these are CGI, these are awful. I mean, these are not that... I mean, they're not awful looking. The Tyrannosaurus is worse than ours, yes.
By far.
But the other two are not that bad.
Abarin, oh, Nugurusu. No,
Wait, what was
the score? Yeah, Nugurusu, something like that.
Oh, what did I say, 1.9?
Yeah. So that's as close as
I don't know, I said it while you guys were all fucking over there arguing. It was a 1-something, I know that.
So now they swapped out...
He just got another candy cane.
Yeah, they swapped out the Triceratops for the skullhead dinosaur that I can't remember the name of. The one that had the really super bony forehead.
It headbutts everything.
Yeah.
Yep. It had boxing gloves.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the 1 again. Because this still sucks.
See, and this is the color of those cookies that you get?
Yeah.
With the cream? So he's got the cookie pauldrons... Two different kinds of candy canes.
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Molded circus peanuts for his legs.
He's
but
the I best.
Want That's
Reese
all I see,
cups.
Man. This color scheme is killing him.
I'll give it another 2.
This is going to be a rough episode.
I'm still at a 1. I can't take him seriously. And it's not just his color scheme. It is his design as well. Like, he has a tail arm.
1.6. So, yeah, the last guy was 1.1.
What can he, yeah, he has two... Like, that last form we were just looking at, he had two tentacle arms.
That,
that can't bend.
The Tyrannosaurus is the left arm. The tail, it's a drill.
That can't bend.
No, it's just a drill.
Oh, no, it's too close. I can't get the drill attack.
That
oh,
I'm not
no.
digging this guy in the least yet.
I don't know. I'm assuming that...
Abarin
O. Oh, good.
Nakodon Fire.
Oh, boy.
On fire?
Please, I'm probably butchering these
fire.
Today.
See, at least that one has Buzzsaw arm.
Okay, that's...
Buzzsaw arm is decent.
That's pretty cool. The Triceratops stabby hand that is way more functional than the stupid tail and the Buzzsaw arm. That is pretty cool. Those are better weapon sets. However, when I look at it...
That just looks like a cheap firework.
No, I feel like a hater. I know, I do. I'm the biggest hater right now, but now,
right
all
along
I,
with you.
Now all I could think about is the goofy fight at the end of Roger Rabbit when he pulls his glove off and he has the buzzsaw hand.
It is amazing that you said
that. I just gave it some points.
Because I was actually, last night I was thinking about Roger Rabbit.
I haven't watched that movie in forever.
It's a good movie.
I know.
It was on my mind for some reason. I don't know why. And then you mention it. It's really weird.
Look at it.
It is. I mean, it is.
Evil Doc Brown.
Oh, Toon Brown.
Toon Brown. Yeah.
It's a good All movie. Right.
But yes, he does have a better weapon
you know
set.
What? This guy gets a 2.5. He's way better than the other one.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? Nothing changes. 2. I'm still...
3.
Bill.
1.3. I like his weapon.
There you go. Now he's starting to move up. Nice.
Slowly.
I'm not caring for this
guy. I'm at about a 3.5. What you got, Nick?
I already said it was a 2.5.
I didn't catch that.
He seems... Okay. We grade on the idea, like, one is you wouldn't like this, or that you, you know, two is you'll like this if you like this kind of show, that it's still going to be, and it still fits in the show.
That's why I'm giving it threes.
I still don't think he belongs in the show. Every mecha that we've seen up to this point looked like a mecha. He looks like a toy.
He looks like he was cobbled together by...
He looks like he belongs in, like, a Pixar movie, like he's a super robot in Toy Story.
What about the one that I mentioned earlier?
He doesn't look like a robot. He doesn't look like... He's really throwing me off. He doesn't look like he belongs here.
So what'd the fire
2.46.
He's doing better, though.
He's moving up the ladder.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's Abarino Rokiru. Sure.
Oh. Whoa! What?
Chop, chop.
He's got pinchy arms now.
So now he's got safety scissors. Green candy cane safety scissors.
I think you're noticing a theme. He just switches his arms out.
Yeah, I get that. But look, here's his cookies right here. He's got those nice cookies that you can get at any store.
These are Japanese cookies.
God damn it. Yeah, now that he said that, all I could think of is the fucking the Halloween. I want to say it's Halloween 4. The fucking the bitch with the cookies over her tits as a billboard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, do you know how long it's been since I watched any of the Halloween movies?
That's right. I forget you guys aren't horror fans like I am.
No, I like horror movies. I just don't always go back and rewatch
them. To be fair, the only reason I bought the Halloween movies was because they were all in a single box.
Eh, fair enough.
He's one of the, like, I bought all the Chucky movies, I bought all the Freddy movies, I bought all the Jason movies.
The slashers.
But for some reason, he's never appealed to me.
And not too long ago, it was actually,
I think it was because Busta Rhymes beat him in a kung fu fight.
I did see the original.
Sorry, I'm never letting that go.
No, technically I'll give you that one because the first two were the best.
Actually.
The three, he wasn't even in it. It was like some stupid horse
last
shit.
October, when I was over at Bill's, we watched the original again.
Yeah.
So I have.
Yeah, I was there for that.
So the original was that was the last time I seen a Halloween movie. Halloween was not my series. I mean.
Which is understandable.
I literally preferred Freddy or Jason until Jason got really stupid.
You know,
up until part 9,
he became ridiculously.
Yeah.
To be
part
fair,
nine,
Jason
goes to hell.
Jason got stupid when he went to Manhattan and started boxing people.
Yeah.
No, I love the end of that movie. End of that movie is amazing.
You can
because he kicks
it.
That dude's boombox and they're like, "Yo, homeboy!" And he turns around, and they're like, "Oh, my bad."
This is what
it's
I mean.
Like, all right, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you can laugh at its ridiculousness and everything, but that's exactly what we're getting at. Is it started becoming like a weird,
and all those movies.
Freddy is meant to be like a weird sadistic comedy. His character is designed that way. Jason should have never been brought into comical situations.
He doesn't talk,
even though it works.
Chucky got that way after like the.
I hate
third or fourth movie.
I think Chucky was in development for that in his first movie. You could see that attitude.
Yeah.
But it didn't get ridiculous till the third film.
Yeah.
Then it really started to ham up.
I hate the Child's Play movies.
But so anyways, what are we giving?
To play, Shane.
I don't care for
I'm
Chucky.
Giving Safety Scissors 1.1.
Okay.
Oh, no, lost a step.
Safety Scissors. Those look like the same fucking things I bought two. Gwen for school this year. Check out my weapon! Oh, fuck, can't cut paper.
Two.
Safety.
I'll give it a one.
And also, I also don't like that this weird head is looking over his shoulder now.
It's there so he has...
It reminds me of the dude from Men in Black that has the head comes out of his backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Every other picture of this guy is bothering me, Shane.
Well, so who didn't I get a score from?
Shane.
I said... Oh, yeah, you're right. No. Keeping along, too.
Divide by
this dude is not budging.
1.62.
Okay, Aberyn O. Slidon.
Did you just say Slidon?
It's S-L-I-D-O-N. Slidon.
It just slides on. Like all his other fuck. Oh, yay. It's writing the...
This feels like the joke pictures that you find where Superman is flying and Batman is like sitting on his back. I know what they're going for. This is supposed to be really cool, like in Gundam... When
the RX-78 has that little wing thing that he can jump on.
I was thinking more when Rumble Rao first showed up and he had that jet thing that the Goof was flying on.
That too.
Yeah. However, now that you've made mention of the Superman thing, Future Scott. Thought or no,
I can show you the world.
Yep. There you go.
Well, he's not
please
wrong.
Stop.
Superman
please
really
stop.
Could show him the world.
Bill. Why are you doing this?
Hey, Bill, I'm going to budge on this one, and I'm not going to say a two anymore. I'm going to go with a one.
That's where I'm in. Yeah, I'm back to
a
one.
I am also at a one.
I should take it down because that looks fucking retarded.
It does.
He just wants to have his own...
And you know what else is kind of goofy about this?
What's that?
This is a T-Rex with the tiny little T-Rex arms, and it
Wait,
looks like he's
the
trying
T-Rex?
To put them out.
No. The T-Rex is on his chest.
Right, but look at it.
Oh, I was about to say, it's like, some if that's sort the of... T-Rex, it's losing points hard.
What is it, a raptor? What is it?
Let's go with a raptor.
So it's a flying raptor with tiny little raptor arms trying to put them forward and fly like Superman.
Two.
You think that's the pterodactyl? Because no. If so, I'm gonna argue
on his chest.
That
it might kay. Be. It might have been a pterodon.
Yeah, because that's the pterodactyl,
yes,
as ridiculous
the head,
as
yes.
it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's derpy.
I can tell you exactly what it is. It's a 1.3.
Bam. Clever job. Oh, clever, wasn't it?
Okay, we are on Aberyn O. Vilius. Vilius.
How's it spelled?
V-E-I...
Vailus.
You know what? These names are pissing me off. He's pissing me
this
off.
This whole thing's... What the shit?
And now he has a turtle humping his
now
fucking...
Now it's a Stegosaurus.
So he has,
ass!
So he's he has got two drills now.
No, this, no, because the other one's more like a grappling hook.
This is as
so
bad as...
So he can grapple somebody and pull them into the drill.
This situation is when you go to a friend's house and they haven't broken their dog yet and he walks up and humps your side. That's what's happening right now to this Megazord. He was in the middle of a fight, and the other dinosaur came up and was like, doot, 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 and he was like, fuck, I'll just use it.
One. He gets a one.
One. Now I'm scared to watch this show. Everybody says, no. Watch Dino Thunder. Watch
no,
it, dude. It's
listen,
so fucking good.
Listen, man. Listen, man. Do not judge the show by this ass. I promise you, Dino Thunder is not that bad.
Three.
Says I'm not going to Don't judge it.
I'm the one supporting this character, this robot.
You're the only reason why it hasn't plummeted.
Honestly, I don't understand why.
Okay, who don't I have a score from then?
Well, I gave it one.
Oh, me. It's kind of funny to know that the dinosaur is humping his arm, so I guess 1.5.
That's your best one.
Yeah, it's funny.
It just took some humping to get it there.
Bill got a $1,000 bonus. It's 1.5.
Oberyn O. Velius Rakiru or something. Velius These Rakiru. Names are killing me.
Welcome to my world.
Ugh, oh, safety scissors
God.
With humping.
Back to a one again.
Yep,
back to a one.
Same.
Ting, 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 ting. Snip, snip. I can't do anything about it.
Do we really need to look through all these pictures? Because apparently all they do is just stay the same in the center and just switch the arms.
He gets a new name. They count as a new robot.
God. Yep.
2.5.
Oh, he went down on that one.
You don't like his safety scissors, Scott? Snippy, snippy?
It's odd having the safety scissors next to the humping... It's just
yeah, but then he's got this little head thing on his
shoulder. Yeah, but then he's got the head thing that can watch as the dinosaurs.
He has two head things. If
no,
you
his
about
head,
it.
His the other one head just is going up. Over like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, the safety scissors head is like, yo, if you don't knock that off, I'm going to snip you.
All right, 1.3.
Oh, my God. Oberyn OG.
OG.
Oh,
okay, now
finally!
That's a little bit better.
Hey,
okay, that's looking better.
That's a pretty sweet sword.
I'm digging this more. The color scheme is a little better. I don't know what the candy corn is gone. The red, I still don't like the candy cane, but it's better. It's more manageable. The sword reminds me of Nightmare.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's digging
why I
that.
Like it, especially because of the tail part on it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I'm yep. digging that.
And I'm also digging. I like this Triceratops as a shield rather than an arm. He's got that mostly red, so he's got a definition that then clashes on the blue, and it makes me forget his legs are circus peanuts. This guy I like. This form I'm okay with. Except for the fact that he has like a weird African monkey head tribal thing going on.
No, I like it.
Okay, what'd you say, Shane, a 3?
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
I'll give this a 3.
Yeah, I think now we've hit basic. I think I'm at 3.
Scott?
From this show, though, that might
3.3.
So what did he get?
3.1. Scotty, let the glass shatter. 3.16.
Oh, I understand that reference.
Bakurino!
I figured you would.
I had to wait for you to say glass.
Oh,
shatter.
Fucking
holy
sweet!
Oh, shit!
See?
This dude is born.
Awesome!
Welcome to the Ice Zord.
Oh, he's badass. He gets my 4.
This dude gets a 4.5. This dude is hardcore.
That
awesome.
Works for me. I like the I
the
like all the
blue. Works
yep.
really well, and yeah. he's got a slight other shade of blue.
I'm liking this shield here, too. I think that's cool, because it's more of like a tower shield. For the size of the shields we've been
yeah.
seeing.
Yeah.
Well, because all the other ones are like dinky-ass small bucklers. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it's okay, guys, I got this. At least this one's like, everyone get behind me. I'm just going to push through.
Yeah.
We'll
and it's
be
still,
fine.
It's still not a tower shield. It's still your basic size
it's
shield.
It's a kite
but,
shield.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I was
yeah,
about to say.
Yeah.
It's more of like a kite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. He's awesome.
And look at the T-Rex in his chest now. It's like super pissy.
Yeah, I know.
And it's
blue,
more defined.
The blue brings it out better for some reason, yeah.
Well.
This guy's awesome. I like him.
I think it's time for me to drop a 5.
Damn,
son.
I like it. I like the colors.
To
colors
be fair,
can change a lot.
To be fair,
yeah.
I
Scott's
think,
over there pondering.
I think I'm being Pardon. Held back on 5 because the rest of it's been so bad that I'm...
But remember, colors Hoping. Change things.
I know. He
and
does
the,
look, to me, this
the legs,
looks great.
The legs don't even look bad because of the color changed.
Yeah, the blue helped it a lot.
Changing just the colors can make it look even better. That's
and
why.
I did say, and now he looks robotic. Now
yeah,
there's something about it.
Sheen.
Yeah, there's something about it now that I'm buying into.
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel
his
like
shield's
it works.
Got a face.
Yeah, it's a.
It's the
Triceratops.
No,
head.
That's not. Well,
it just extended.
No, what's that one dinosaur that has that it resembles a Triceratops, but it's not quite because it has all the spikes on top of its head?
Is that a Stega?
No.
A Stegosaurus has the spike
tail. That's right, because he has the spike tail. Yeah, he's like, take it, bitch.
Yeah, he has the ball on his tail, and he fucking swings it and kills people.
I have no clue.
I know.
Dude, I don't remember my dinosaurs that well. Oh. I'm going to be honest. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Where are you at? You're really pondering.
Scott's like, I don't know.
He's been a-thinking.
Four.
Yeah, you're with me? Okay. Okay, now we're moving.
4.3.
Now
hey,
we're moving
there
on
we
to.
Go.
Brachiosaurus.
So, yep, it's Bakuriru Brachiosaurus.
So this is going to be
or
big
like
motherfucker.
Bakuriru or something.
Oh! It's Titanus!
It's Dr. O's.
Yeah. Just because it's Tommy's does not give it a good grade. Let me say that before we even get started.
I didn't even know it was his.
But, for what it's worth,
it's pretty neat looking.
It looks pretty neat.
Yeah, the color scheme's not
so
terrible.
My big question is, what's with the giant cargo rack on the back?
Yes, I was curious if
like,
the shoe puff rides him.
The chest part, I understand, like, if it opens up and, you know, Zords can come out of that, maybe, I don't know.
Dude, he's got a treadmill on his chest.
But, like, legitimately, what the hell is up in that thing?
I don't know.
Does it shoot missiles? Does it shoot out a bigger mech?
Yeah, does anybody know that's actually here?
You've seen the show.
Like, does this dinosaur do anything in the show besides stand?
I remember the Brontosaurus is what Tommy Oliver has.
Since his is the largest.
I don't remember.
Because of what it is, a Brontosaurus. Since he has the largest one, it could. I think it's a cargo.
It carries something.
Could have been like carrying
I think it carries the smaller
add-on Zords.
I think it carries their main ones. Because I remember
the big enough to be able to hold all of it.
I remember the Tyrannosaurus Rex coming out of the side and running at you.
Okay.
I think that's where all the mechs come from. I could be wrong.
Well, he's got these colors here too, which are signifying to the other Zords.
Yeah, he's got the yellow, blue, and red. So I'm assuming that he's the cargo one.
I think he's solid. I think he's like a 4.5. I'm really digging on him.
Tommy's, but I can't just go because it's...
No, I'm going to give it a 4.5 because the color scheme's really nice on it. And, you know, for a cargo mech, that's not bad. We've seen way worse. Right,
Titanus.
Shane? We've seen worse cargo mechs, haven't we, Shane?
Oh, you mean that dumbass pyramid?
You forget that I'm behind you.
I don't give a shit.
Bonk! Oh, my apologies. I got to rate it. 4.6 because it's
gotta one up me and Bill.
No, it's awesome, but it's also Tommy's
and you're pulling the favorite card.
He was my favorite.
The favorite card gets an extra
4.5. I think it's because he never piloted
4.5.
Piloting derpy fucking pyramids and stuff. You know, Jason got derped on with that, but
Jason has nothing but cool in his legacy. He got to be the best red leader of his time, for that matter. All the other red guys that came after him were just trying to keep up.
Captain Marvel.
Took a long time for another Red Ranger to come along that I was like, oh, he's like a good leader.
Captain Marvelous.
Okay.
He fought a lot of guys by himself. Then he left.
Lost his morpher and dry ice. Don't worry about it. What's that?
Yep. Oh, no. If you want to talk about some dumb shit that people have done... We could talk about Tommy.
Well, I know Tommy's done dumb shit, but you don't take. We're not talking about Tommy.
No,
Jason's not even your favorite.
And he kind of gets grandfathered in because he was the gold, and that is my favorite.
Dude, everybody knows that fucking Kimberly was your favorite.
What aspect? What are we talking about?
Oh, we all know she was your favorite to look at, but we're not getting
head
that.
To try to keep up.
So, what's the score on this guy?
Yeah, let's do the score thing. 4.42.
I think she was my favorite to look at.
Trini was my favorite to look at.
Yeah, I think I lean more towards Trini.
Until it was boy.
And then it became better for Shane.
Okay.
You don't get a fist bump for that.
Bill?
Bakayu Cannon-Ritus?
Carno-Ritus? Yeah.
Carno-Ritus. No, it's no.
Shane's giving me like this.
Is that an R? Oh my god! I need a bigger screen, like crazy,
dude. It's the Ice T-Rex, and he looks sweet as shit. What's up with the purple, though?
It makes him look awesome.
He looks like he belongs in like. He looks like he's a really cool Zoid,
dude.
Actually, I was going to say he looks more like he belongs in Transformers Beast Wars
because he's got the purple.
No,
he reminds me of a Decepticon. Because of the purple Decepticon.
I still dig him, though.
I like it.
The purple for the accents, for the, like the claws, the teeth and stuff, I don't mind that. It's not bad.
Oh, no.
Bill's what? Not too happy.
Oh, no.
What?
What?
He has to build
purple
suspense.
Dinosaur.
It is not Barney, because no. There's no green on there. No Barney. No, actually, I know what happened. Barney got in this dude's face and was like, hey, you need to stop being such a mean dinosaur. So he fucking ate him.
I'm at 3.8.
I'll give him a 4.
I'm at 3.9.
I went down because he mentioned Beast Wars, and he's right. He doesn't look like he belongs here anymore.
4.
I never watched Beast Wars, so I guess I'm safe.
I just don't care for Transformers. His design also, because of the
solid
CGI,
4.
is
solid 4 for
it. Is so dated. He also looks like he might have been like a rough stand-in for a weird episode of Reboot.
You almost don't do that because I'll give it a higher score. I actually liked Reboot.
You can like Reboot all you want. Go look at that animation and tell me it holds up. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Next up is.
But it doesn't mean I don't still like it. I mean, I still like Robotech, and that show is actually really terrible for the most part.
God, I can't.
What
see.
The?
Okay.
Bakuryu
Gatai Max Oja.
What the shit?
Ass!
Is that a sandcastle on his
that
arm?
That is ass!
Oh, that's great!
You tell me he's got a drill head.
Okay, so we have weird crown generator on one shoulder.
Bullshit! That's a fucking sandcastle!
No, that's just one
that's
of those stupid buckets
he puts sand in.
It's
a
bucket
castle.
For a sandcastle in case he goes to the ocean.
It's whatever.
We got he weird fills it up and plays instead of doing his job.
We got the weird old Roman spinning wheel spikes of death on the other shoulder.
I like
shoulder.
His Pope hat.
He's got a Pope hat that sits on top of a crown.
Dear Chief Replacement.
He's got a Pope hat.
He's got,
on top
no,
of
no.
A crown.
He's got the Pope crown.
When the Pope comes up to you and says, man, you the Pope, you're like, no, bitch, I'm the Pope King.
I'm the King Pope.
I just said it. I'll say it again. Dear Chief Replacement. I figured you'd get that joke.
This guy looks like a reject Maverick.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a bad Mega Man villain.
Yeah.
Dr. Wily was like...
No, this ain't Dr. Wily. He said Maverick.
This is the Maverick
This
age,
is the X
easily.
Series.
Yeah.
Yep, this is Maverick.
This is about 100 years in the future from Dr. Wily.
All right, let me try this again. Sigma was recruiting people, and he was like,
I need someone to fill in a spot. Who is... Ugh. Is somebody else available? Please!
No, sir, Mega
Man... Can we build one?
No, sir, Mega Man keeps killing them all.
Shit.
Send him.
Can we just leave it empty?
It would just be one of those games that starts with only 4 guys on the screen. Fuck it.
But we have 7.
No one cares. In fact, where's that ostrich guy? Put him in the game.
Bring him back.
Actually, technically speaking, I feel like that'd be one of those guys from, like, the Zero games. Like, one of the ones that,
oh, yeah.
Like,
we need to rate that,
the
don't
start
we?
Of the yeah. game, where, like, that. Zero just runs up and at base level slices right through him.
I forgot to tell you that the Tyrannosaurus becomes its own mech.
1.5.
Becomes its own robot. It can turn into a robot.
But, Shane, we're on the other guy right now.
Yeah, we're on the previous guy.
I don't know what I'm going to do with Drillhead.
You mean... King Pope.
Scott just gave a one.
Oh, he is the King Pope.
And he's been defending this series from the beginning.
Scott, give it to Scott Cannon anymore.
I'm
going to
give it
2-5.
2-5. 2-5.
Yeah, I, when I first saw that, when I was getting the image, I'm like, oh, God.
What you got, Bill?
He's the king.
He gets a 0.7.
Oh, bam. Under the one.
1.54. Moving on.
All right, this is...
Okay. Bakuryu Tyrannosaurus.
Hey, at least we know that last word.
Bam.
It's Candy Cane T-Rex.
Yep, Candy Cane T-Rex.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's the T-Rex. Look at his tiny little arms in the middle of his body.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Never noticed
that. We've seen a better T-Rex.
I'm fine with that. 2.5. I'll sit there with you. Yeah,
he's also CGI as hell, and yeah, it's 2.5.
Even then, that gives them no excuse then. That's CGI.
3.5.
They could have modeled him better.
Well, it's television CGI, and it's like early 2000s,
and
wasn't
it's also
it?
On a budget. Yeah, we got it in 2004.
Yeah, so they were doing this in 2003. And to be fair, on top of what I just said, Japan's CGI is nearly 10 to 15 years behind us.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
So what the motherfucking
and remember,
T-Rex get?
We use their stock
2.6 for
so.
A motherfucking T-Rex.
Because it's a motherfucking T-Rex!
T-Rex!
Killer Oberyn O.
Killer. Bat wings!
Shark wings.
No. No. You stop
Shane,
that over there.
Shane,
no.
1960s Adam Wee Batman.
He's back on that stupid dinosaur. And he's got... So now, he's still on the stupid dinosaur
but now
with shark wings.
I mean, they're shark wings,
isn't
but
that
they look
kind
like
of
Batman
redundant?
Symbol.
Can't he just fly? Seems redundant.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But like, maybe it's like Buzz Lightyear. He can't fly, just fall to style.
Or it's fucking Goku when he came back to life and the motherfucker could fly, but he was so lazy he took Nimbus.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that scene, which you just mentioned. That jackass
you could have got there
came
in an
back
instant.
To Earth after running Snake Way, which, by the way, took half a year to run. Now, he did fall off, so let's canonize that and say that it takes 3 months to run Snake Way.
He did it in 2 days going back.
He did it in 2 days coming back, and he couldn't make it halfway across the planet because he chose to ride Nimbus instead of fly there.
And he flies fast. Yeah. Now, Nimbus is fast, but he flies faster than Nimbus.
Had to have been by that time.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Now, the only thing you can say is that he's trying to conserve energy.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's
which
the
is
only
BS
valid
because
argument.
They gave him Senzu beans when he was leaving.
Yep,
bullshit.
You could have just flew there, landed, went bean.
Dude, you guys,
you get a bean.
You do realize
you get a bean.
You do realize
Senzu beans.
Goku does not like his son at all.
Vegeta, what are
he
these beans
like
that they keep talking about?
When he got there, everybody, all his friends were dead but them.
Yeah, I still haven't recovered from that cold.
This motherfucker lazy. He can fly, but he's lazy.
Hey,
but he's lazy.
Hey, I will give this guy one thing. At least the wings are on the right way.
Oh, that's true, because we've seen Megazords mess that up.
Yeah. Fucking upside-down wing Megazord still pisses me off.
We've had upside-down wing Megazords.
I went on
right.
a 20-second rant about
we were
that
like,
shit.
They were sitting in the cockpit like, guys, let's fly. We can't. Why? Because the wings are on upside down. Well, how the hell did that happen?
How the hell did
God
that
damn it, Carlo!
No
yeah.
I know you're dead, Carlos. But damn you, Zordon!
No shit.
I'm interdimensional.
Don't feel my feelings, though.
Shit.
3.
Wow. No.
I
1.
I give him a...
Damn! Damn!
No! Wow!
Damn.
No!
Damn.
1.
What the fuck, guys? He didn't even do his own score. He denied yours. He said, no.
Fuck it, my score is staying when I'm deciding.
Oh,
wow.
That was fucking
damn.
Crazy.
That was some douchiness.
Scott, you need
you.
To get up and just fucking Batman slap him real quick.
Shit, just go ahead and pull out your dick and hit him across the forehead. Be like,
Here, here's your no. Fuck.
Damn, he says no.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
1.5.
I gave the other guy a 1, and now he has a dumb thing to ride on, which took him down to a 0.8, and then he got wings, which would have been cool if he wasn't on the dumb thing. So, back to a 1? He's a 1.
Oh, God. This series is sucking.
1.7.
The only cool thing was that sweet icy Megazord.
Yep.
Killer O.
There's his
jazz hands.
Oh. And now he
is he a fucking lobster?
That's the Tyrannosaurus.
No, that's the White Ranger Zord thing.
You talking about the bird? Because the White Ranger got a bird.
But remember,
the Tyrannosaurus can turn into something like that on his own.
I know the White Ranger Zord can change into that, yes, but he also had a bird.
Yeah, that was the first one. That was the first Zord he started with, was the bigger...
I mean, the thing around his face does kind of like look like bird feathers, so... That I don't...
Hold on. Yeah, I was about
to
say.
That's what it is.
One.
It's a 0.5.
He's got jazz hands.
That's why he gets a 0.5.
I give it a 1.
I would rather him have his hands on his hips.
Guys, Bill's biting his knuckle. That means that he's not happy.
Shall I put you down for a 0, sir?
Are you going to drop a 0?
No, no. That's way too harsh. Even though this guy bothers me. He's a 0.5. I do not like that guy at all.
Scott, did you give him a score?
2.
Oh, then he got a 1. I don't even have to finish off the basic math.
He also didn't need silence, which is good.
Killer O, Nagarusu.
All right.
Nokodon.
Please don't suck. God damn it!
Eh.
At least he's got a blue chainsaw now. Blue buzzsaw is better than candy.
Hey, Bill. How you feel? Feeling good over there? Because you look like you're smiling. You feel like you're feeling good. You're liking these mechs. You're like, God, this feels good. This is good.
This
episode.
Dude looks worse. I didn't think it would be possible.
How you feel about this?
But I was proven wrong, Shane.
I haven't had an episode like this in a long time.
I mean, look, with his right arm, he could use that head buddy dinosaur. And with his left arm, he can cut you.
The last time I had an episode like this was whatever the hell the upside down wing mech was episode. This guy gets a 0.
Ooh, a 0.
Yes, he gets a 0. I didn't think he could look any worse. But I was proven, unfortunately, wrong.
Damn, he fucking snapped.
Take him to 0.7.
Damn, that's actually an upgrade from the last guy.
I kind of like the buzzsaw, but I don't like the hammerhead.
I'm giving it a 1.5.
1.5. So what the buzzsaw reject get?
The buzzsaw reject.
1.04.
Got into the second decimals again.
Yeah.
Killer O Velius Rakiryu.
I already know I'm probably going to give this thing again. We'll see.
But it has cool
that
lightning
does
effect.
Not help it.
But it has a cool lightning effect.
No.
But he got nice safety scissors to go with it.
Oh, that's the fucking Humpy Zord.
Yeah.
Humpy Zord and safety scissors on a guy that I already don't like. Give him a 0.3.
0.
Oh, damn!
Double
back
zeros,
back
yep.
Zeros?
This dude sucks!
I don't even think I've done that.
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
yeah,
I
you
given back,
happened.
Back
it's
to
happened,
back
yes.
Zeros? I can't be that much of a hater because I'm not. I haven't given any zeros on this. That one guy deserved it, but. The rest of them, you know, I'm going to give this guy a 1.
Oh, thy graciousness overfloweth.
Indubitably.
One.
Scott's like, can we please be...
You gave it a point .3. He gave it a zero.
Scott,
that was gracious.
I want to say one thing. Thank you. Thank you very much for only getting one fucking picture for these.
No shit.
These are ass.
So would that last ass get?
.66.
Oh. We were just one away. One more six.
Okay.
This...
What the...
I don't know how I'm supposed to say this. It's a
Ooh,
capital
O,
and
Ooh,
then a little O, and then a hyphen, and then Aberin O.
It's Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, Aberin O.
Ooh, Aberin O.
Ooh, Aberin O. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hit the fucking button. I need a beer after this episode.
Yes, and now
he still looks like ass. He's lazy.
Okay, hold on a minute. I want to go to this real quick.
That's the right way to do it.
Why?
Dude, you know, I might like this. I know that sounds ridiculous, but with the helmet, it seems to match the wings. I do like this. I do like the Triceratops arm. I like that weapon, kind of. I don't care for this tail. And I don't like that he got his candy cane stuff back and his... I don't know. I think it's just the helmet I like. And I was taken aback by how utterly neat the helmet was, but now that I'm looking at it again and I'm realizing it's still ass, I'm done defending him. He's still ass.
I like how you tried, though. You
I like that helmet.
Yeah. You're like,
the helmet is cool.
Yeah, guys, look, this helmet's really cool.
No, the helmet, yeah. And then there was all the shininess behind him, and it kind of made him stand out and darkened his colors through the contrast, and I was like, yeah, and then
you looked at the rest of him, and you went,
Bill,
yeah.
Bill, what I want you to do is I want you to do me a huge favor. I want you to remember this moment come Christmas when you're giving your daughter a gift and she's like, yeah, I got the thing, and it's not quite what I wanted. Because that's literally what did you like. Yeah, look at it. So, and it's...
I'm going to defend it, but now I realize
I
can't.
To be fair, I don't have to worry about that because most everything that she likes is what I like. And I get her into a lot of the things that she likes. The only thing she likes outside of what I like is lately she watches that Monster High crap.
Oh, it's so good.
I hate that show. I hate it.
I mean, I don't know anything about it.
At first when she said, oh, I watched this Monster High, she was like, Daddy, I want to watch Monster High. And I seen it on the Netflix, and I said, okay, whatever. And I looked at it, and I said, I might actually like this for what it's worth. I can at least watch it because I said, movie monsters. She's supposed to be like Frankenstein's daughter or something, and this is like a vampire, and that's Wolfman. I'll enjoy picking out the Universal references to the show while she watches this show. Then I turned it on, and I made it through one episode and said, nope.
Yep.
Hell to the no.
Bill, so you were done with Monster Barbie after, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I probably made it 15 minutes in and was like, oh.
Yeah, no, yeah. Trust me. Like, the first couple of times I saw the commercials for the toys, I was like, well, that sounds like a neat premise.
Right.
Then they kept hammering the idea in, and I'm like, fucking Universal Monster fucking Bratz Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
You know what? You fucking completely killed the idea.
Killed it pretty quick. I was into the idea when all I saw was pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely killed
it. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you see it's like,
And then she
done.
Also recently, because Netflix, sometimes I'll just give her the remote and let her randomly pick what she wants, and she started watching Yo-Kai Watch. It's like a much lesser version of Pokemon,
it's
where
a kid... It's Pokemon and Shin Megami had a baby.
But it's not. It's...
I'm sorry, I liked Yo-Kai
but then you
better
added,
when
it
was
but
called
then it
Shaman King.
But then it crossbred with
that's
Digimon.
That's what it is. It's Shaman King, only with Pokemon aspects, and there's no fighting.
So basically, Pokemon and Shaman King...
In fact,
yeah.
Made
it's the,
love and had a fucking shit baby.
It's the
they
exact...
They had a star child...
It's the safe thing. It is the safe thing television has been looking for in the last couple of years. They found something where this kid gets to go around and hunt down all these different monsters and collect them, but they never fight.
For those watching this, I apologize for putting up Monster High Yo-Kai Watch, Shaman King, when you're expecting Sentai and Robos.
I'm going to be honest with you for a second.
Look, if you're easily offended by the things that were just mentioned, tough titty.
If we had to rate the Monster High girls on the way they looked, they would get higher than this dude. This dude's a .3.
This guy is a .3 because he does have a sick-ass helmet. That's the only reason he gets a .3.
Yeah, I really like his helmet.
Because he is ass.
Okay, so you're giving it a .3 as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it's the Nightmare helmet. Look at that motherfucker.
Yeah, it is
pretty sweet.
It's
red and silver Nightmare helm.
What are you, Shane?
Well, he does look a little bit better. I'm talking just a little bit better, so I'm going to give it a 2. But he needs to stop being so goddamn
lazy. Scott?
I gave it a 2 already.
Okay.
1.24. And, by the way, just to piggyback off of you there, Nick, with the apologies for being offended, if any of our fans have been listening since episode 1 to any of our content... They should not be goddamn offended with my foul fucking cunt-ass mouth!
All right!
He said he has a cunt-ass mouth.
That'd be hard. Just because I had to throw the word cunt in there at least once.
That'd be difficult for me to get a picture of.
That's probably...
Oh, please
I don't think you can put that on our
channel. We don't need banned from YouTube! Not yet!
Let's see. We got... Sa Aberin O Nakodon.
0.
I'm getting fucking tired
time.
Of this guy.
0.
This
no,
is just like this is just like that
it's
king
the
dude.
Same fucking guy just with the blue buzz.
No. Hold on.
Instead of the red one.
Yeah.
It's like that last guy that you guys reviewed that I copped out on and said 2.
Yeah. It's just like the fucking king dude that had 30 fucking forms.
Yep.
This guy gets a 1.
I'm getting tired of them changing one fucking arm and that counts as a new guy.
Yeah, but I still have to fight you though and give this guy a 1.7 only because it's at least the Triceratops arm and a buzz arm. That's the only thing cool on him.
Yeah, I'll land him back at a 1. Whatever.
I'm just
how
tired.
How many we got?
2.
Two more. No, we got one more. This is the last one.
No. That was Scotty's score was a 2.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I thought you said how many more do we got?
1.14. Last guy. Moving on. Let's go.
Super Bakaru Fusion Max Ryu O.
Well, he has a long name, so maybe...
This is probably all of them together.
Jun Ass!
Yep.
0!
Yeah.
He's got weird wheel things on the side of his feet. He's got weird, like, cannon grabby arms.
How does he use his spear with no fingers?
Yeah. No, it's easy, Shane. It's magnetic.
He does the exact same thing that Death does in, oh, God, which one of the fucking Game Boy Castlevania games is it?
No.
Aria of Sorrow?
I don't remember.
I want to say it is. I want to say it's Aria of Sorrow because fucking Death's scythe is literally a double-ended scythe that he'll just fucking throw and it'll go across the entire screen and back.
But he has a hand. Like, finger hand.
Yeah.
Like, can grab things.
Yeah, and then he'll just let go of the fucking scythe and it'll hover in the air and spin and then go around
this
the entire
guy,
square
well,
of
Death
the screen.
Is also a supernatural entity that is bonded with his scythe.
I'm trying to be kind to this motherfucker because I'm giving him a .3.
There is no kind.
This guy has got particle cannons for hands.
No, they're magnets, Shane. Look at that hand that has no fingers and is holding the double-edged, bladed, double-sided, whatever the fuck that is.
Okay, yeah.
It is literally just stuck to him. He's like, fucking thing!
Actually, it looks like it's wedged in between the, the things. Yeah, because look, there's a clear space where it's like wedged in.
Awesome. It makes it even dumber!
Exactly. That's why I said .3.
Like, not even the cool Nightmare Helm can help this man. He gets a 0. What the fuck?
I'm going to give him a 2.5.
The fuck?
Are you fucking trolling
no,
over there?
Shane! 0! No!
Now he doesn't bother me.
So you're legit giving it a 2.5?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with him. I mean, there's a few things wrong with him, but
if you run out of fucking
Scott.
Quarters for football later, I'm telling you to piss off.
You do realize we don't have to pay for those.
I know. I'm being a smartass.
Hey, Scott.
Because with that 2.5, fuck you.
Just
Dude, he's...
This motherfucker just got my first zero of the night.
Hold on. Defend him!
Okay.
Oh, my.
Well, his right arm does look like a particle cannon, so he just goes blah, blah.
But he cannot shoot because it is very obviously a magnet.
Yep.
He's got those cool tires on his legs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
To get out the whole balls, you gotta get out of there, man.
Because his knees don't fucking work.
He's got a lot of armor.
And in order to drive, it would be like one of those stupid fucking, what do you call them?
How's he turn
Segways. Where he's got to lean forward and his toes would drag in the ground. Thus, he wouldn't be able to move very far or very fast.
Hey, Shane, how does he turn? Oh. He's got two sets of two wheels stuck next to each other. How the fuck does he turn?
We don't turn.
So I can go straight, and if I miss the enemy, I have to go all the way around the fucking planet and hope to God they went right back in my
this
path.
This guy suffers from the same problem that the Dragonzord had when he combined with Daizujin.
Yeah.
He's completely fucking impractical. There's no way I believe he could fight anything, ever.
This thing could not fight a putty, Shane.
I think that a giant putty would fuck his world up.
I just like his design.
This thing would lose to the breeze.
What design?
No, I'm not
trolling. The wind would blow,
like,
and this thing would be like, oh, fuck, I missed.
And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody's out there right now that loves this show. This was their Rangers. This is true. Look, we have to admit this to ourselves, okay? I am 33. My Rangers were a long fucking time ago. Somebody after me that's in their 20s or maybe even their teens or maybe even 14 years old that just got into Rangers and or
Which
got into Rangers
in
back
teens.
There or whatever. You know, somebody in that age bracket probably started Rangers in 2004 or some shit. And this could have been their guy. This could have been their guy, and I'm shitting all over it, but this guy
is ass.
No.
Hold up.
You guys said
ass.
It wrong. No, you said it wrong. He's not ass. It's ass.
Yes.
That.
If this is my first zero of the night out of everything we have seen.
And we've had some zeros.
Ass.
In fact, you are awful silent over here. Where are you at with this guy?
Scott's got this look on his face.
Because you might defend it. You've been the primary defense of the whole show.
I've been trying to defend this stuff.
No, I understand. You've been the primary defensive line for this show, saying that this show's not great, but you believe it's hit the average of what the series is.
Ow. Ugh. I want to give this a 2, but... It's got too much shit on it.
It is just excreting more shit.
Yeah. 1.5.
I'm curious realistically how he could use that thing.
Unless he twirls it, that's about it.
That's what I was about to say. I'm assuming it just spins.
I can't see him turning well.
He can't stab it.
And if he blocks on the right side because he can't actually... Like, okay, somebody swings a sword, he goes to block, he blocks on the right side, and then that knocks it out of his hands.
Yep.
Because he can't redirect its momentum or anything like that. He can't hold it with a second hand. He suffers from the same problems that our awesome guy suffered from that showed up when Dragonzord teamed up and got with the Daizujin and became that other thing, but it had the big knees and it had the weird shoulder arm things and it couldn't move right and it was big and bulky and it had one attack and if the monster accidentally stepped or fumbled to the left or right, it'd be done. He'd be like, oh shit, I missed, it's over. And this guy is actually worse than that because he has no fucking hands. Primary design flaw of the highest caliber. You are a super robot. You don't have fucking hands. And that has been a primary problem with every single version of this guy. He has a drill. He has a stegosaurus. He has a guy humping his shoulder. He has another head thing on him. He has dumb shit. He doesn't, he's safety scissors. He doesn't have fucking hands. Fucking bee putties, goddammit!
Well, see, now you've just sold me.
Okay, so do you want to change your
would you,
shit?
Would you like to amend your score?
I'll give it a 2.
I'm a flat-out motherfucking 0. I don't do
zero
that
squad.
Often.
That's 3
Fuck
zeros,
him.
So it's exactly
zero squad.
It's not going to get a high score anyway.
Oh, wow. He's not even the worst on the list.
I believe that.
0.76. He is 0.1 better than the King of Bullshit Mountain in this episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a
The King of Bullshit Mountain was the last episode.
Oh yeah.
We just did
No. I said for this episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not the overall King of Bullshit Mountain.
Yeah, because that guy, he's got the fucking Golden Turd Award. He is the best.
No, it's not Golden Turd. It's a pyrite turd. It's fake gold.
It's not even
gold.
Real gold.
Yeah,
it's fucking
gold.
Fool's gold
it's fool's gold.
You think we're going to waste gold on a piece of shit like that? No.
That is fucking amazing.
Pyrite fucking award.
Shit, I almost don't even want to give him that. That would almost be... a little bit too valuable. I almost want to give him like chocolate pudding skins with a roll of toilet paper. There's your award.
He gets that gold foil shit that comes on gum.
Yeah.
We just wrapped it around a turd and we were like, congratulations.
You win.
You win. Take it home with you, motherfucker.
So game over.
So speaking winners, this Zord won.
Yay!
Go Ice Zord, because I'm almost certain that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume that it was that awesome ice dude that won this one. I do apologize. Honestly, this show is not meant to shit on your fandom. This show is specifically designed in a way, most of the time we haven't even watched the series yet. We review the costumes and designs and try to guess how the show worked off those designs. As if a new show was coming next year and all we had to go on was the pictures. That's what this show is. Then, there's another part of this show where we actually watch the series. And when we get here, hopefully...
It'll be magnificent.
Hopefully it will be magnificent. But, holy shit. Like, I apologize if these were your Rangers and these were your Zords, but these are awful.
Well, we did kind of start at the pinnacle of awesome.
I've seen better Zords in the Ultraman series. This is awful to me. So that was our episode. Anybody know? Yes?
No. Please never again.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.